多年以前，在八七年的夏天，在八七年的秋天的一天，那个时候我和很多人在都谈话，这其中有一些是朋友，有一些是学生，有一些是教授。
And I don't remember hardly any of those conversations.
我基本上是已经不记得当时跟他们聊什么了。
But there's one conversation that I will never forget.
但却有一场对话我永生终生难忘。
I was talking with my dad.
那是与我父亲的对话。
I remember the room where we were.
我还记得我们同在的那个房间。
And the words my dad spoke to me.
以及我爸爸跟我说的话。
He was lying in a hospital bed.
那个时候他躺在医院的病床上。
And he talked with me about how I needed to fix the storm windows on my house.
他跟我讲的是关于如何我要去修一修家里的这个防风的窗户。
And he told me that my son Matthew, who was 7 years old at the time, needed to practice his penmanship.
他也同样跟我讲到我七岁的儿子 Matt, 他需要多么需要去练一练自己的字。
Now, I did not know it at the time.
那个时候我并不知道。
But that was my last face-to-face conversation with my father, this side of heaven.
但那却是在天堂的这一侧，我和我父亲最后一次对话。
He died 2 days later.
两日后他便离开了。
Now, 2,000 years ago, on a mountain outside Jerusalem, Jesus had the last face-to-face conversation with his disciples this side of heaven.
同样的，两千多年前，也是在天堂的这一侧，在耶路撒冷的郊外的一座山上，耶稣和他的门徒们进行了最后一场面对面的谈话。
And he spoke these words to them.
他说了如下的话。
All authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Go therefore and make disciples.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And I will be with you always, even to the end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
The disciples never forgot those last words of Jesus.
这些门徒从来没有忘记耶稣对他们最后的嘱托。
And neither should we.
当然，我们也不应该。
We call these words of Jesus the Great Commission.
我们将耶稣最后的这番话称作大使命。
A commission is a instruction or command given by a person of authority.
使命这个词的意思就是一个有权柄的人物所给出的指令或者要求。
Now, Jesus has the authority to give this commission because all authority in heaven and earth has been given to him by his heavenly Father.
耶稣在这里是有这样的权柄的，因为天父已经将天上地下所有的权柄都赐给他了。
And the primary command that he gives the disciples is to make disciples.
而最重要的命令他所给出的就是使人做门徒。
Baptizing them is how we publicly identify them as his disciples or followers.
施洗乃是我们在外表上如何看出来他们是门徒或者说跟随者。
Teaching them to obey everything that Jesus commanded is how they learn to follow Jesus.
教训他们耶稣所吩咐的是他们如何来跟随耶稣。
And that includes teaching them how to make disciples.
这也包括教导他们如何再继续的往下去使人做门徒。
So the Great Commission is the mission of the church.
所以大使命确实就是每一个教会的任务。
Of every church.
是每一个教会的。
To go into all the world with the message of Christ and make disciples.
带着基督的信息走向世界，并且在那里使人做门徒。
Bill Bright, the founder of Campus Crusade for Christ, has said,
Bill Bright 这个人，他是 CCC 的创始人，他曾经说过
，The Great Commission is the greatest challenge ever given。
大使命乃是从古至今最大的一场挑战。
By the greatest person who ever lived。
这是来自一个最伟大的人。
Concerning the greatest news ever announced。
也关乎于最伟大的消息。
Jesus gave this great mission to his church and commands us to join him in it.
耶稣把这最大的使命给了他的教会，也要求我们一同的加入其中。
To take his message all around the world to all creation.
将他的信息带到全地，给全人类。
I believe that when Jesus gave the Great Commission, he meant it.
我相信当耶稣给出这样的使命的时候，他是这样想的。
He wanted his followers to know his mission, know their mission, and it was to make disciples.
他希望他的跟随者知道，他们最大的任务就是去使人做门徒。
I know churches get involved with all different, trying to do all different kinds of things, all different kinds of ministries.
我们知道现在教会很热衷于参与到很多的事情当中，也愿意发展不同的事工。
But if they are not making disciples, they are not fulfilling the mission that God gave them.
但如果他们不是在让更多的人做门徒，他们并没有做神所交派的任务。
So everything you do as a church,
所以以教教会所当做的每一件事情
should help you make more disciples and better disciples.
乃是应该去帮助人。使更多的人成为更好的门徒。
So what is a disciple?
所以那门徒是什么意思呢？
If you read through the Gospels, you see that from the very beginning of his ministry, Jesus calls people to follow him.
如果你把福音书通读一遍的话，你会发现在耶稣事工的开端的时候，他是让人们来跟随他。
Over and over, he tells people, follow me.
他不止一次地跟别人讲说，跟着我走。
That's what a disciple is.
这就是门徒的意思。
A disciple is learning to follow Jesus.
门徒就是学习如何跟随耶稣的人。
When Jesus called his first disciples, Peter and Andrew, in Matthew 4,
当耶稣在马太福音四章十九节中 呼召了他的第一批使徒，
He said to them,Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
他说的是，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
Jesus was going to teach these fishermen how to fish for men.
耶稣是要告诉这些很会打鱼的人如何能使更多的人能得到更多的人。
So he began teaching and training the 12 disciples.
所以他从此开始去。教训并且培养这十二个使徒。
He would give them little assignments.
时不时地给他们一点小的任务。
He sent them out to different villages.
将他们派到不同的村庄里去。
He commissioned them to go as his representatives.
他给他们命令让他们像他的代表一样走出去。
Sharing his message with the whole world.
向全地的人分享他的信息。
So Jesus' plan from the very beginning was to take ordinary people like you and me and these fishermen and make us into fishers of men.
所以耶稣的计划从一开始就是去呼召像你我还有那些渔民一样的小人物，然后让他们去到外面更多的得人。
We go as representatives of Jesus.
我们出去乃是像耶稣的代表一样的
，as his ambassadors，
就如同他的使者一样。
That's the word that we read earlier that Paul uses in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20。
这正是保罗在哥林多后书五章二十节所用的单词。
Paul says we are ambassadors for Christ。
保罗说我们乃是基督的使者。
So it's important.For us as followers of Jesus and as his church to understand and fulfill our calling as ambassadors for Christ.
所以我们作为耶稣的跟随者，也就是他的教会，是很重， 理解并且跟成并且活出作为他使者的呼召是非常重要的。
To represent Christ in our world and help fulfill His great commission.
在我们的世界，在我们的世界当中去代表着耶稣，代表着基督，并且去完成他的大使命。
Now notice that Paul does not say that pastors are ambassadors for Christ.
我们注意到，保罗在这里面说的并不是牧师们是基督的使者。
He doesn't say that only some people are called to be ambassadors or have the gift of being an ambassador.
他并没有说只有其中一部分人是被呼召做使者，或者说有使者这样的恩赐的。
Paul says that if you are a follower of Jesus, then you are his ambassador to your community.
保罗的意思是说，如果你是一个耶稣的跟随者，你就是你周围邻里的，周围邻里当中耶稣的使者。
So let's look at what Paul says about being an ambassador for Christ and why we should commit our lives to helping fulfill the Great Commission.
所以我们来看一看保罗是如何谈论到关于基督的使者，以及为什么我们要去奉献我们将我们的一生奉献在大使命上。
So I'm going to work through the passage that was read from 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
所以我们来看我们刚才读过的哥伦多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others.
哥林多后书五章十一节说到，我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝人。
Now, in the context of this chapter, the verses here, we see that the fear of the Lord is Paul's reverence for Christ.
我们通过上下文看到，在这里当保罗说到主是可畏的时候，乃是表明他对基督的敬畏。
Paul knows that Jesus is the one who someday will judge whether we've been faithful with what he has entrusted to us, which includes the message of the gospel.
保罗是很清楚的，耶稣正是那一位在将来的有一天会来施行审判，审判我们是不是忠心于他所教导我们，他所委托我们的一切，这里面当然包括着传讲福音的信息。
Therefore, we persuade others.
正因如此，我们去劝告他人。
We try to persuade them about the truth of the gospel.
我们尝试着劝导他们如何来接受福音的真理。
Not we suggest to others.
不仅仅是我们建议他们。
Not we wait for them to come ask us.
也不是我们等着他们来问我们。
Or we hope that they will hear it from someone else, perhaps somehow.
也不是我们期待着他们能从其他人那里一种不知道的方式来知道。
We persuade others.
不是这一切，乃是我们去劝告他人。
We initiate the conversation.
我们来开启这样的一个谈话。
We try to communicate the good news of Jesus to them.
我们尝试着将耶稣的好消息传讲给他们。
We lovingly and patiently try to reason with people in order to persuade them to come to Jesus.
我们尝试着用爱和耐心来向他们讲道理，试图劝说他们归向耶稣。
Now, why do we do that?
那我们为什么这么做呢？
Well, the rest of the passage has several, Paul gives us several motivations for why we should be doing this.
在接下来的一段话中，保罗给出了我们几个动力来解释为什么我们要这么去做。
Look at verses 14 and 15.
我们来看一下14和15节。
For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
14、15节说到，原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Paul says that the love that Christ has for us is what controls us now.
保罗说的是，基督对我们的爱乃是掌控着我们的力量。
His love is what holds us together.
这个爱是让我们是 将我们凝聚在一起的。
And so because we're so grateful for his great love for us, his incredible sacrifice for us, we no longer live for ourselves.
因为我们非常的感激他对我们的爱和他所为我们牺牲的事情, 所以我们就不再为自己而活。
We live for him now.
我们现在乃是为他而活。
We have been bought with a price.
我们是以重价买回来的。
We live for him who died and rose again for us.
我们是为着那曾经为我们而死并又复活的那一位。
So we are motivated to make disciples by our gratitude for what Christ has done for us.
所以我们会因为我们感谢基督所为我们成就的事情去使人做门徒。
Now suppose that I were to announce today that I need some help next weekend painting my house.
举个例子，假设我今天要跟大家讲，我下礼拜需要几个人帮忙来去帮我粉刷我们的家的墙壁。
And my wife Kim could use some help working in the garden.
然后我的太太 Kim 也可以找一些人手来帮忙清理这个花园。
Yeah, some of you might volunteer to help.
你们当中的一些人可能就会愿意自发的来帮忙。
If you had nothing else to do next weekend.
假设你们可能也没有什么更好的事情去做。
And maybe you enjoy painting or gardening.
也许你们挺喜欢去粉刷墙壁啊, 或者说打扫花园的。
But now suppose that Monday or Tuesday this week, we met down in Bridgeport.
那我们再假设一下, 假设在周间的某一天, 我们在Bridgeport见面了。
And after lunch, we were walking down the sidewalk.
午饭过后, 我们一同的在街边散步。
And as we stepped off the curb to walk across the street,
当我们踏下便道准备过马路的时候,
one of those Connecticut buses came rushing down the street.
有一辆公交车疾驰而来。
And I saw the bus coming, but you didn't.
我看见了,但你没有。
And I pushed you out of the way of the bus.
我把你用力地推出去。
And then bus hit me.
但是结果车却撞到我了。
Next week you came to my funeral.
下个礼拜你来参加我的葬礼。
And you saw my wife Kim.
你看到我的太太 Kim.
And you told her how sorry you were.
你会跟她讲你有多么的抱歉。
How grateful you were.
你也多么的感谢。
And she mentioned to you
她向你说到,
that she could use some help around the house.
她需要有些人来帮忙打理她的家。
There's some painting that needs to be done.
有一些墙需要刷一下。
And some gardening.
还有一些花园的事情。
How would you respond then?
那这个时候你会如何回应呢?
See, we respond to Christ out of gratitude.
所以你看到我们去回应基督是出一种感谢的心。
Gratitude for his forgiveness and grace.
是感谢他的原谅和他的恩典。
His love for us is what compels us.
他对我们的爱来激励着我们。
The love he demonstrated by going to the cross for us.
这个爱他显明在为我们走上十字架。
So then I no longer live for myself,
所以我不再是单单为自己而活,
but for him who died and rose again for me.
乃是为着那曾经死而复活,
now not only are we motivated by our gratitude for what Christ has done for us,
当然我们也不仅仅是被这样的感谢而激励着,
but we are also motivated to make disciples by our concern for others.
我们也同样着会因为关心他人而去使人做门徒。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 16 and 17.
现在看哥林多后书的5章16到17节。
So from now on we regard no one from a worldly point of view, though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
所以我们从今以后, 不凭着外貌认人了。虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。若人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Paul says we no longer see those around us, our friends and neighbors, from the world's point of view.
保罗说我们不再去看待我们身边的人，这包括我们的朋友，他们的邻里，是用一种世俗的眼光来看待他们。
Measuring their lives outwardly based on the world's values, the world's measure of success.
不再凭着外表来去衡量他们，基于这些世上的价值观，世上的成功。
Whether someone lives in a $10 million home or they're living on the street.
不管他们是住在一个价值百万的房子当中，还是露宿街头。
Whether they drive a Mercedes or a little scooter.
不管他们是开豪车还是只是骑着一个单车在路上走。
See, we know that a person can be a financial millionaire.
我们知道一个人可以是在金钱上是一个百万富翁。
But be bankrupt spiritually, lost without Christ.
但是在属灵上他是迷失的，没有基督，也就是属灵上的破产。
And we know that is what really matters.
我们也知道这才是真正要命的事情。
So we see people differently.
我们现在看待人的方式变了。
We don't look at their external appearances.
我们不再关注他们的外表的样子。
Their beauty or their outward success or failure.
他们的美貌或者外在的成功或失败。
Because now we know that every person has the possibility of new life.
因为我们知道现在每一个人都有着获得新生的机会。
They are capable of becoming new creatures in Christ.
他们是可以在基督里成为一个新造的人的。
What matters most is whether a person has come to Christ, whether they are a new creature in Christ or not.
最重要的就是他们是不是来到基督面前成为新造的人。
That's why when Jesus looked at the crowd,that were following him. He felt compassion for them because he saw them as God sees them, lost and downcast like sheep without a shepherd.
所以当耶稣看着众人的时候，他对他们产生了很大的同情心理，因为他看他们就像神看他们一样，每一个人都是如羊走迷一般。
What I'm talking about here is having an eternal perspective.
我们在这里所说的是一个向外的视角。
How we would see people if we were looking at them from the point of view of eternity.
是说，如果我们从永恒的角度出发，我们会如何看待别人？
Every person you meet is either a new creature in Christ or they face an eternity without Christ.
你所遇到的每一个人，他亦或是有在基督里成为新造的人，或者是在永恒当中没有基督。
So we are motivated by our concern for others.
所以我们也背着我们这样的关心别人的心所激励着。
But that's not all.
这还没有完。
Number three, we are motivated to make disciples by our sense of responsibility.
第三点就是，我们也会愿意去因着自己的责任感去使人做门徒。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 18 and 19.
格林多后书的五章十八到十九节。
All this, Paul says, is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he's committed to us the message of reconciliation.
一切都是出于神。他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
So God has finished the work of reconciliation through Christ.
所以这就是神如何借着基督来完全了和好的工。
Our sin had caused a separation between us and God.
我们的罪曾经造成了我们与神的隔绝。
God is holy. He cannot allow sin into his presence.
神是圣洁的，不会容许在他面前有任何的罪恶。
Since every person has sinned, every person is separated from God.
因为我们每个人都犯了罪，所以每一个人都和神分离。
But God, who is full of love and mercy, made a way for people to come back to Him.
然而，神满有怜爱和恩典，给人们创造了一条可以回到他面前的道路。
A way to not count people's sins against them, as Paul says.
就像保罗说的，那是一条不将个人的罪归到他们身上的路。
God sent Jesus to pay the penalty for our sin.
神差遣了耶稣来为我们的罪付上代价。
So that he could forgive us and welcome us back and be reconciled to him.
所以因此他可以原谅我们，也欢迎我们回家，并且使我们与他和好。
Now Paul's going to explain how God actually did that in verse 21, but here his main point is that God has finished the work of reconciliation.
在接下来的二十一节当中，保罗就要跟你去讲到去解释到神是如何做成这样的事情的。但是在这里，重点是神完成了和好的工。
And that God has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
并且同样，神也将与他和好的职分赐给了我们。
We are His messengers.
我们是他的使者。
God has given us this ministry of reconciliation.Telling people how they can be reconciled to God.
神将与人和好的职分赐给我们，也就是传讲给他人如何能够与神和好。
He has entrusted this message of reconciliation to you and me.
他将这与人和好的事情委托给你和我。
Now you think about that, you might consider that's kind of foolish on God's part.
想一想的话，你可能觉得这在神来看，神的角度来说，好像有一点笨。
But that's what he did.
但这就是神所做的事情。
He put his message in our hands.
他将他的信息放到我们当中。
Think about that.
我们来好好想一想这件事情。
God's great plan of redemption, after all that he accomplished in Christ, he entrusted to us this precious message.Of how people can be reconciled to God for eternity.
在神伟大的救赎计划当中，当他已经在基督里成就了一切事情之后，他又将这宝贵的信息委托给了我们，让我们教导别人如何与神在永恒当中和好。
What an honor!
多么的荣幸一件事情。
What a privilege!
多么大的特权。
What a responsibility!
也是多么大的责任。
So we are now Christ's ambassadors to the people around us.
所以因此我们就是我们身边人基督的使者。
Verses 20 and 21.
我们来看20和21节。
We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God himself was making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
第二十节，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
So what is the role of an ambassador?
那么一个使者的角色是什么呢？
An ambassador represents his or her king to the people in a foreign land.
使者这个词也是大使的意思，他乃是在异国他乡代表着自己本国的君主的。
They speak on behalf of their king to those around them.
他是代表着自己的君王来向别人说话。
Explaining what their king has said.
向他人解释自己的君王说了什么。
What he wants.
他想要什么。
What he has done.
他曾经做了什么。
What he is planning to do.
他将要做什么。
And so we speak as Christ's ambassadors.
所以我们像基督的使者一样讲话。
As if God Himself were speaking,
就如同神他自己在说话一样
making His appeal through us,
通过我们来传讲他的旨意
we beg,
我们祈求
we implore,
我们期盼
we plead with others,
我们劝他人
be reconciled to God,
求他们求你们与神和好。
Have you been reconciled to God through Christ?
你已经借着基督与神和好了吗？
Then you are his representative.
如果是的话，你就是他的一个代表。
Chosen by him as his messenger.
被他拣选做他的使者。
To represent him to the people in your world.
在你的身边环境当中做他的使者。
Your family.
比如说你的家人
，your friends，
你的朋友
，your coworkers，
你的同事
，your neighbors，
你的邻居。
You speak as Christ's ambassador，
你说话如同基督的使者一样
，as if God Himself were speaking，
就像神他自己在说话一样
，making His appeal through you，
借着你让他的旨意传达他人。
Be reconciled to God。
与神和好。
So how is this reconciliation possible?
那么这样的和好如何是可能的呢？
Well, just to make sure, Paul in verse 21 gives a simple explanation of how God reconciled us to himself through Christ.
我们可以看到在第二十一节当中，保罗给出了一个很简短的解释，神是如何借着基督让我们与他和好的。
As I said earlier, all of us have sinned, and our sin has caused a separation between us and God.
就像我刚才说的，我们每个人都犯过罪，而这罪使得我们与神分离。
And God's holiness demands that a person be righteous in order to come into His presence.
而神的圣洁要求人是必须要圣，要公义的，才能来到他的面前。
In order to have a relationship with God.
以其和神有一个连结。
So how do we become righteous enough to be acceptable to God?
那我们如何能够被神称义，被神所接纳呢？
Not on our own.
不是出于我们自己。
We will never be good enough on our own.
我们永远不会靠着自己做得够好。
We need someone to pay our debt for us.
我们需要一个人来为我们付上这样的代价。
But only someone.Without sin, could pay for someone else's sin.
但是只有那无罪的人才能为着有罪的人去背负罪的后果。
Do you know anyone like that?
你认识谁是这样的吗？
Only Jesus.
只有耶稣。
So that's why Paul tells us.
所以这就是为什么保罗告诉我们。
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us.
神使呢无罪的替我们成为罪。
That's Jesus, the only one who had no sin, was made to be sin for us.
这说的就是耶稣，那唯一一位无罪的，因我们成了罪。
So that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
God the Father took all our sin.
天父将我们所有的罪
and put it on Christ who had no sin.
放到了无罪的耶稣身上。
So he got our sin.
所以他背负了我们的罪。
And then he gave us Christ's righteousness.
他并将基督的义归在我们身上。
So that in Christ you become as righteous as Jesus was.
所以在基督里，你就会像耶稣一样的在神面前称义。
Perfect, whole, as if you did everything right.
完美的，完全的，就如同你把每一件事情都做对了。
You can now be reconciled to God.
所以这就是你如何能够与神和好的原因。
Brought back into relationship with Him.
被带回到与神连接当中。
So what do we have to do?
那我们需要做什么呢？
Just turn to God.
回转向神。
Reach out in faith.
向他发出信心的回应。
And put your trust in Christ.
并且信靠基督。
Receive him as your Savior.
接受他成为你的救主。
The one who took your sin.
他曾洗脱你的罪恶。
Who died for you in your place.
他为你死去了。
And tell him that you will follow him.
也告诉他你愿意跟随他。
Now, if you're here today and you've never done that,
如果你到今天为止还没有这样做过的话，
I'm asking you，
我想
begging you，
请求你，
pleading with you，
恳求你，
today be reconciled to God，
在今天与神和好吧。
Now if you have made that decision，
如果你已经做过这样的决定的话，
then you are now his ambassadors to those around you。
那么你现在就是你身边人的基督的使者了。
See, you are God's ambassador wherever you are.
你不管在哪里都是基督的使者。
In your neighborhood,
在你的邻里之间。
In your workplace,
在你的职场上。
With your family,
和你的家人之间。
When you're on vacation,
你出去旅游的时候。
You are his representative to your family, friends, and neighbors.
你都是你的家人朋友还有邻居的基督的使者。
So when you lose your job and get a new job in someplace else，
所以假如说你丢了工作需要在新的地方重新找一份工作的时候，
or you move to a new neighborhood，
或者你搬到了另外一个地方居住，
you are Christ's ambassador to that new group of people，
你就是那新的一群人的基督的使者。
He sent you there to represent himTo those people，
他将你派遣到那里是为了来做他的代表。
And God makes His appeal through you，
神也通过你来讲出他的旨意。
Through your life and your words，
借着你的生命和你所讲的话。
You are the one that He sent to that particular group of people，
你是神特别要派遣到那一群人当中的一位。
As we close, one suggestion that I have for you，
在这里我有对你们一个小小的建议，
is for you to memorize this verse 21 in this chapter，
就是将这一章的第二十一节背诵下来，
so that you have a simple summary of the message，
所以而这一节就是关于这个信息的一个简单的总结。
And you can easily just in one sentence explain it's one sentence of the gospel，
你就可以很简单的用一句话来解释什么是福音。
God made him who had no sin, Jesus，
神让那没有罪的一个人，也就是耶稣，
to be sin for us, that's the cross，
为了我们成为了罪，那就是十字架。
So that in him you might become the righteousness of God，
以至于在他里边能让我们成为神的义。
If we believe in Christ, we become acceptable, righteous to God.
也就是如果我们相信基督，我们就在神的面前被接纳了。
So God has entrusted to all each of us a stewardship.
所以神给我们委派了一件任务。
He has entrusted His message of reconciliation to you and me.
他将他与人和好的信息委派给了你和我。
What an incredible responsibility！
这是多么不可置信的一份责任。
But I believe that every person needs a mission。
我是相信每一个人都需要一场人生的任务。
Every person wants their life to count for something。
每个人都希望自己的生命能够算得上什么。
To live their life with purpose by giving themselves to some great mission that is greater than themselves。
多少还是会希望他们的生命能活得有一些目的，将他们的生命献给一场比自己还要更大的使命。
There's no greater cause than the mission of helping to fulfill the Great Commission。
而在这个地上，没有什么是比去完成这大使命更大的使命了。
So will you commit yourself as a disciple of Jesus？To share the message of Christ with others，
所以你愿意将你自己奉献成为耶稣的门徒，并且去传讲基督的信息吗？
Out of a sense of gratitude，
出于一种感谢。
Out of a sense of concern for others，
出于对他人的关心。
And out of a sense of responsibility，
也同样出于一份责任感。
Then say yes to Christ today。
如果你愿意的话，那么在今天就对基督说是吧。
Tell him, I will follow you.
回答他说，我愿意跟随你。
I will be your ambassador.
我会成为你的使者。
Make me a fisher of men.
求你让我得人如得鱼一样。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, your great commission is to make disciples. Is your mission for your church?
主啊，你所交派给人的大使命，就是在就是使人做门徒。这乃是你的使命，这乃是你给你的教会的使命。
As your disciples, we commit to following you, Jesus.
我们作为你的门徒，我们乃委身跟随你。
We want to make a difference in the eternal destiny of the people around us.
我们希望在永恒当中，在我们身边的人当中做出一点点点的改变。
We will not be ashamed of you or of your gospel.
我们不会因你和你的福音感到羞耻。
For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
因为那让人所相信的乃是神的大能。
We will go where you tell us to go.
我们愿去你让我们去的地方。
And we will say what you tell us to say.
也去传讲你所要我们说的话。
But we can't do this on our own.
但是我们不可能靠着自己来完成这样的事情。
So thank you for your Holy Spirit. Who leads us and speaks through us.
感谢你赐下你的灵来引导我们，也为我们说话。
For your honor and glory.
为了你的荣耀和尊崇。
Amen.
Amen.